Right now we have in the studio a state representative, Sylvester Turner. Yeah, the state funding with regard to academics and teachers and the like. To what extent is that the funding state responsibility and versus local?
It's a large part of the state's responsibility. When at one point in time, for example, the state was providing about 60% of the funding for our local schools. That number has dropped somewhat, but it represents the largest portion, for example, of the state's budget. We have the responsibility of making sure that the a constitutional responsibility, according to the state Texas Constitution, to make sure that we provide a quality education to the kids in the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, because the legislature last session in 2011 cut $5.4 billion out of public education. A number of school districts across the state have filed lawsuits against the state. Those trials are taking place as we speak, taking place right now. We suspect that the judge will rule on those on that particular lawsuit probably by sometime in 2013.
Wow.
Let's say between April and June.
Okay.
And depending on what's ruled, how the judge rules, we will probably either deal with it in the regular legislative session, or we'll deal with it in a special session. And I think it was probably in a special session. But the state has a major responsibility for school finance, school funding.
Okay.
And I will tell you, from my point of view, we have been derelict in our funding of our public schools.
And I understand the amount has actually, how much has it been cut as a percentage?
It's hard to say percentage-wise because I'm vice chair of the Appropriations Committee in the Texas House.
Oh, this is who you write, folks.
Yes, and okay. in terms of the school funding, we appropriate, let's say, right around $35 billion.
Mm-hmm.
That's billion, not yes, million, $35 absolutely. Billion, to public education. There are 1,100 school districts, roughly. Mm-hmm. And in the last session, we cut $5.4 billion away.
Okay.
Now, what people should bear in mind, every 2 years, we forecast about 160,000 new kids coming into the public education school system in the state of Texas.
Okay.
And what we did last time is that the legislature, in many ways, treated those kids like they don't exist, which means we didn't provide the proper funding.
Right.
And as a result, a number of school districts, including HISD, have sued the state of Texas, basically saying that we have not lived up to our constitutional responsibilities. Mm-hmm. I agree with them.
Yeah.
We'll wait and see what the judge has to say. But the funding of our public educational system is a direct responsibility of the Texas legislature.
Now, when it comes to the monies, about how much are we spending per child?
Per child, and again, that also depends on which districts you're looking at.
Mm.
But let's say,
well, that's interesting.
Let's say on average, it could be somewhere around, let's say about $7,200.
Per child.
Per child.
And how much did it go down with the cut? What would it reduce it to?
In HISD, the projection, well, let's say on average, we believe that we reduced the spending per child approximately about $400 per kid across the state of Texas.
Okay, and of course, we got more kids in there, too. All right. Yeah, now you were saying that yesterday, on Friday, last day of early voting, there were some folks at the polls, the so-called poll watchers that were pretty...
Right. They were very aggressive. I want to follow up on what the Congresswoman was just saying, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, and she's absolutely correct. For example, on Friday at the early voting location in Acres Home, at the Acres Home Multi-Service Center, I received several calls. There were seniors and others who were disabled who were not able to go inside and vote, and they came in their vehicles to curbside. They were being driven there. And they asked for a portable voting machine to come out. And they were told, number one, it was too busy. Go to another location.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah.
And then they were told that because there were so many people in line, that they did not have, if they brought portables out to them, it would slow down the process.
Mm.
I ended up calling the Secretary of State's office in Austin to have them to call down to Harris County and specifically to the Acres Home Multi-Service Center to instruct the Harris County clerk's people that the law says that if you are not capable of walking in, if you are not capable, if you are on oxygen, for example, that you can demand curbside service, and they are obligated to bring a portable out. So I want, number one, please do not be intimidated. The other thing is that we had people there, poll watchers, from what we call True the Vote. Mm-hmm. That's a national group that has trained people all across this country really to go into minority polling areas primarily to mm-hmm. intimidate voters. And there were some people from the NAACP at the polling place passing out water. They had mm-hmm. their shirts on, but they were passing out water, not campaigning. And they literally went to law enforcement that was there and said that the NAACP was a political organization, that it endorses political candidates, which we both all know is not true. Mm-hmm. And then they said, and if they don't, that's the perception. And those workers were told to cover up their shirts or take them off, or they would be arrested. Mm. And that happened before I got there. And then there's an article in True to Vote in their newsletter that's saying that Sylvester Turner was out there electioneering and the NAACP was out there doing all this other type of stuff. The point that I want to make, we cannot allow people to come into our neighborhoods and intimidate us in exercising a democratic right. We mm-hmm. have every right to be there. I want people to stand their ground, be respectful, mm-hmm. but do not be intimidated. Don't allow anybody to turn you around or to keep you from voting. So, Jay, I mean, there are a lot of things that are going on, mm-hmm. but Tuesday is the very last day.
Right.
Every single vote counts. And I'm hoping that people will be encouraged and inspired to go and vote.
And, of course, if you are confronted by one of the so-called poll watchers, don't get into a verbal conflict or, you know, become unruly.
Right.
Because then they'll flip the script on you.
And the other thing, that was a poll worker, a poll clerk. Mm-hmm. Now, this is paid by the Harris County clerk that was in the polling area,
in the booth,
mm-hmm. Some people didn't quite know how to vote. They knew they wanted to vote the straight Democratic ticket, mm-hmm. but they wanted to make sure that they were voting for the president. Mm-hmm. And so they asked, "How do we do that?" Mm-hmm. And they were told, it was reported to me, they was told by the paid state county worker from Harris County, mm-hmm. "You vote the straight Democratic ticket." Mm-hmm. And then you go and you vote for the president. Mm. Well, that was absolutely wrong.
Right.
That was contrary to what they wanted. They mm-hmm. wanted to vote the straight Democratic ticket. They just wanted to make sure that they were voting for the president. Mm-hmm. Well, all they had to do was vote the straight Democratic ticket, and that was it. Mm-hmm. They were voting for the president. They were voting for Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. They were voting for Sylvester Turner. And I called Stan Standard, the Harris County clerk, on that. I believe the congresswoman called Stan Standard on that as well. Mm-hmm. And I wanted him out. Because if you are intentionally giving wrong information, you do not need to be there in the polling booth providing wrong information.
Right. Okay. And you're not doing your duty as an official that's working. You know, it's supposed to be nonpartisan.
Right. And you're right there at the voting machine.
Right.
So I want people to know, in terms of, number one, have the information on how to cast your ballot. Vote the straight Democratic ticket. You're voting for every Democrat if that's your wish. You don't have to go and vote individually, or you will cancel out those individuals. You just vote the straight Democratic ticket. You're done. You go down to the ballot of the ballot, and you start voting the bonds. And then, like the congresswoman said, don't stop until you see the flags flying. And a summary sheet will pop up before you cast that ballot, mm-hmm. letting you know who you voted for so you can double check.
Okay.
But all means, let's be excited. Let's be enthusiastic. This race is close, and Tuesday is the final day.